Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, here come the soccer fans and the gridlock as well. Mayor Mamdani and Governor Hochul updating New Yorkers this morning on the city's plans to handle World Cup crowds, security, and transportation to MetLife, among other things. The governor says no city is better prepared to get soccer fans around safely than this one.
So I want to reassure New Yorkers that this is not something that's going to catch us by surprise. This has been something that we have tabletop for a long time. And again, we just had one of the largest training exercises in the entire state at Moynihan Station to prepare for this.
Now, she and the mayor announcing additional subway service on match days and 2A free fan fest in Queens. The Long Island Railroad and Metro North ready to handle additional riders as well. They say city and state law enforcement working together to keep everyone safe during the event. The most challenging side effect of the World Cup could be gridlock. The city will declare every match day at MetLife a gridlock alert day to discourage driving and limit Midtown truck deliveries. Also, 42nd Street will be limited to buses only on match days. Now, the options for fans to get to MetLife from the city will include a $20 shuttle bus or a $98 train ride from Penn Station on NJ Transit. Driving is being discouraged since parking may be hard to come by. Lots at MetLife will be closed for security reasons. Well, if you haven't heard the word Knicks in four today, chances are you haven't stepped outside. Fans are running around the city beaming with joy after a big win last night.
Knicks fans are still thinking about how the Knicks took home the win against the Spurs and think they have what it takes to win the finals.
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, New York. It's New York's year, so we definitely taking the chip home this year.
Barkley was up all night.
I can't wait till the next game. I can't get it out of my head, so... Mix it with coffee and making some errands.
Mike was walking to work. Drinking your cup of coffee, you needed an extra one today?
Of course. You know, I'm energized. I'm charged up, man. We stole game one, and it's exciting, man. The Knicks got this.
Go Knicks.
Definitely. Go Knicks. Go Knicks, man.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bay Ridge.
And game two coming up tomorrow night in San Antonio. Well, the NYPD now asking for help to catch up with the suspects in an armed robbery in the Bronx last weekend. No one was hurt, but investigators say it could have ended very differently.
Quite a scene outside this apartment building at Jarvis and Roberts Avenue in Pelham Bay about 1 in the morning Saturday. These couple guys were walking back into an apartment building when suddenly a car pulls up. Couple suspects jump out, one of them waving a gun and demanding, hand over your phones, wallet, even taking some of the jewelry the victims were wearing, and total take, in fact, over $70,000 worth of stuff. But this didn't end there. After those suspects got back into their sedan to take off, the two victims decided to chase with the gun-toting thieves and firing off several shots at them before they did get away. Now, the man who were robbed, not hurt, as cops in the 45th Precinct continue to work the case, in fact, releasing new surveillance video and pictures. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
And 1010 Winds has posted those security camera photos on our social media pages. Well, fatal gun violence in the Bronx overnight. Police answering a 911 call on Grand Concourse this morning in the Fordham Heights section say they found a man who'd been shot twice, including once in the chest. Whoever shot him was apparently long gone by then. No information yet from the NYPD on who the victim was, and no arrests. Well, a farm stand in Brooklyn today offering free and low-cost produce to residents of East New York. They'll be able to pick from fresh kale, spinach, carrots, beets, tomatoes, and more. The farm stand is the work of the Opportunity Hub, and their executive director, Nanda Proaker, spoke with 1010 Winds about the farm stand.
This farm stand is going to offer food at a very low, low cost because our goal is affordability for our neighbors and community members. That includes things like scallions, beets, spinach. We have a very small amount of strawberries that we're hoping to put out tomorrow, and just a real assortment of different produce that we're growing in the farm.
That farm stand opening at 3 o'clock this afternoon, 1390 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it'll be there every Thursday through September. Well, the Rent Guidelines Board holding a public hearing in Queens tonight. New Yorkers on opposite sides of the proposal for a rent freeze will get the chance to sound off to the board before they make their final decision. The board reportedly held a preliminary vote last month to okay a range of hikes for rent-stabilized apartments, but a possible freeze is still on the table. They're expected to finalize their decision on June 25th. Now, one of Mayor Mamdani's most notable campaign promises was to freeze rents, and the real estate industry warns that could push landlords into bankruptcy. But now an independent analysis by Moody's says not so necessarily. The debt rating looked at 481 building owners with loans and found only 6% of them would be at risk of default if rents were frozen for 5 years on stabilized units. The report says most landlords would simply raise the rent on market rate units in the same buildings to ease the pressure. That said, one expert warns that landlords who only own rent-stabilized units would be hard hit. Moody's also calculated rent-to-income ratios for the lowest-income households in 11 large cities and found New Yorkers have it the worst. Well, that sell-by date on your groceries could soon be going away here in New York. State lawmakers have approved a bill that would remove the labels from food packaging, they say, to cut down confusion for shoppers and help keep perfectly good food out of the trash. Right now, they say 40% of food waste, 7% of which is thanks to date labeling, ends up in landfills. The use-by and best-if-used dates, however, are not going anywhere. The legislation would require food producers and manufacturers to use scientifically valid methods to better estimate those dates. The measure now heads to Governor Hochul, who says she will review the information. Well, Rex Huerman may have admitted to the Gilgo Beach killings, but officials say he's showing little emotion behind bars. In an interview with Newsday, Suffolk Sheriff Errol Tillon says the admitted serial killer spends most of his time alone in his jail cell reading crime thrillers. The titles are pretty chilling, to name a few: Blood on the Beach, Portrait in Death, Secret Prey, and The Dead Girl. Tillon says Huerman doesn't socialize with other inmates, go to classes, religious services, or support groups. But he does correspond with another serial killer in Oregon. Keith Hunter, also known as the Happy Face Killer, sentenced to life in prison for killing 8 women. Huerman pleaded guilty in April to strangling 8 women over a 17-year killing spree. The remains found dumped at Gilgo Beach and other remote areas. He's expected to get life with no parole when he's sentenced on June 17th. Well, there's a new report from the city controller, Mark Levine. He says fewer empty storefronts across the city these days than there were during the pandemic. The recovery, though, is not happening everywhere. About 15,700 storefronts are still vacant. Some parts of Lower Manhattan, Northern Brooklyn, and Western Queens still seeing vacancy rates of 20% or more. Most of these spots are clustered together and have been sitting empty for months or even years. Levine says small businesses remain the backbone of New York's commercial corridors, and his office is expanding access to interest-free loans to help entrepreneurs open, grow, or stay in business.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.